Well, hello guys. You're listening to Dr. K. It's Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's my 5-Minute Friday, so let's give you guys some tips. Today on 5-Minute Friday, I'd love to talk to you about the different neurotoxins that are on the market. What are all the new kinds of Botox out there, and what do they do? So, let's start with the basics. Number one, the most well-known product is, of course, brand name Botox, made by Allergan. Been out there for 20 years. It's very safe, very effective. It's generally used by all injectors. Everybody knows how to use Botox if you're an injector. And normally when you're first training, that might be one of the first products that you learn how to inject. Also available on the market these days, we have some new versions of Botox and versions that have been out there equally long that are equally useful and have great individual characteristics of their own. So Dysport is made by Galderma Company. Dysport, you guys might have heard of as a product that started out primarily popular in Europe and has developed now a lot of popularity in America too. It's used very often in place of Botox. And all products, including Xeomin in the third version of Botox, they're kind of all interchangeable. Dysport is known for its fast action, so it might start working in about 2 days versus Botox, which may take 7 to 10. And it's also known for being a product that diffuses some, so it has a little bit more wider range of spread. So if I'm using a product for a neurotoxin to relax wrinkles in a very diffusely wrinkly area like crow's feet, using something like Dysport might be a better option than a very precisely placed Botox. So I like to use Dysport for diffuse, wider spread areas and sometimes for a softer look. So people notice that Dysport, number one, works faster. Number two, spreads more diffusely and softly. And number three, is not as frozen or fixed as Botox. So if you're someone who is interested in those characteristics, think of Dysport. The other major product that I really like that's been on the market for a long time is called Xeomin. And Xeomin is made by MERS Corporation. And I do love Xeomin. Xeomin's been out there for quite a few years, and it's known for being very pure. It's the most purified version of Botox that I use, and I love it because it does not have a lot of accessory proteins. When the very first people who made Botox developed the product had some accessory proteins attached to the Botox molecule. And that is just fine. We've had 20 years of great Botox use. However, remember every time you get your Botox, you get a little dose of that protein. Your body does remember things like proteins that don't belong in it, and your body does metabolize those. So if you're someone who's metabolizing through your Botox quite quickly, think about using a more pure alternative like Xeomin. If you're someone who's very interested in that idea of just ultra pure, just the toxin for relaxation, not a lot of derivative stuff, Xeomin is the way to go. Christy Brinkley is their new spokesperson. She's very into very pure organic type products. And I do love my Xeomin. Xeomin lasts just as long as Botox. The studies have shown that. Some people and Botox reps might tell you differently that it doesn't last as long, but in my experience, it does. It does last about 90 to 120 days. So Botox and all of these products do last about 3 to 4 months. That is normal. If you're someone who's super lucky, you might be able to get your Botox to stretch to 6 months, but pretty much that's not the normal. The normal is about 3 months to 4 months, and that's how long I have to wait in between my Botox shots. And those of you who want to get the best benefit of Botox in terms of prevention, I definitely recommend to stay on a regular schedule, because regularly used, you're gonna see thinning of those muscles that cause frowning, scowling, and squinting. When those muscles thin and atrophy, you don't even need those muscles, who needs to frown? When they thin and atrophy, you're gonna have some nice long-term benefit of staying smooth even in between your Botox treatments. So that's a secret number one, is be really regular about your Botox. And also number two, try to use sort of like the minimum dose possible, because I personally feel that you look more natural when you have some dynamic motion in your face. When your muscles are really thinned, atrophied, and frozen, I don't feel that that looks as attractive, but that is a personal thing. I do have my friends and family and even my mom, who says, I don't want to see any movement. And I respect that. So I do also give higher dose Botox and more of a very smooth look for patients who want it. But just think about it. When you're starting young, start with low dose. And those are some of the most important tips with Botox. Other tips, you cannot be allergic to Botox, generally speaking. You can have contraindications, so you should not Botox if you're pregnant, if you're nursing, if you're trying to get pregnant, think about it. If you're actively trying to get pregnant, I probably wouldn't. If you're just sort of thinking of trying, you definitely can. There have been plenty of people who've been Botoxed and 2 weeks later found out they're pregnant. Really, the product stays within your musculature and it does not go, you know, at all to placenta or baby. But with that said, if you know you're gonna definitely try to get pregnant, do your Botox first and then try. And once it's in you, it's not gonna affect pregnancy. Other tips and pointers to avoid bruising, you're gonna wanna avoid aspirin, Advil, Motrin, vitamin E, fish oils, and products that cause oozing, so any blood thinners. For like Coumadin or anything that you might be taking. If you're on a blood thinner, yes, you can have Botox. You can, and it's okay if you bruise, you can wear makeup. Mostly, it's not any different if you're on a blood thinner or not. Patients, if you're gonna bruise, you bruise whether you're on the blood thinner or not. I do recommend that you have a discussion with your doctor to make sure you have no medical problems that might interfere with Botox. Mostly people don't, but if you're on chemotherapy, if you have autoimmune disease, if you have cancer, if you are a patient with myasthenia gravis, those, or any neurological problems, those need to be mentioned. But more often than not, Botox is safe for diabetics, hypertensives, people with heart disease. Almost everybody's a good candidate for Botox. And guys, don't forget to start your Botox, because guys look good when they get a few little lines, but when you get too many, it looks quite wrinkly and, you know, it's rugged, but we need to maintain smooth and strong. So those of you ladies who are out there anti-aging, don't forget to drag your partners in here, guys and girls, everybody, because Botox is beneficial. Lots of studies have been done that show that it lifts your spirits. It helps in some ways to prevent depression. It alleviates depression, because surprisingly, if you can't use the angry, scowly, frowny, sad muscles, your brain thinks you're not depressed and not sad and gives you an uplifted feeling. So, those are my tips on the various types of Botox out there. There are a few new products coming through the pipelines, and we might see pretty soon a 6-month variety of Botox, and we might see pretty soon even longer lasting product, which is exciting. I am looking forward to that. Thanks so much for tuning into my 5-Minute Friday. Don't forget to use your vitamin B for Botox, and talk to your injector about all these different forms of Botox. Experiment a little. I've tried all three and you should too. It's kind of like Pepsi and Coke. You'll figure out which one is right for you by trying. And there's not one that's better than the other. They're very similar. Remember, if you've had a bad experience with Botox, it's not the product. It's the placement by the injector. And it's a challenge, and that's why anatomy knowledge and experience are key. And there you have it. That's 5-Minute Friday. And tune in next week for more of the same. You can find me on Tuesdays with a longer podcast. Check out my amazing Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website, www.beautybydrk.com, and amazing skincare online with free shipping. Thanks again, and stay beautiful.